What up, Dope?
What's up, Jeezy? You good?
Yeah, what's happening with it?
Man, I'm telling you, you got another album. This is your seventh studio album. Just seemed like yesterday, man. Seven albums.
It's the fifth, baby. It's the fifth.
Oh, then they got it wrong on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking when your seventh one comes out, man. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Hey, so look here, man. All right, so this album, man, is like you got everybody on this joint, man. Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Game, Boosie, everybody. So, like, you know, once you get established in the game like you have, you can just call Jay-Z and go, like, yo, I need you on this album. Is that how it works? Or you got to, like, go through a whole bunch of negotiations?
No. I just, you know, Jay, my dude, is just, you know, hitting him up, getting him on the phone and letting him know, you know what I mean, I got an idea, I got a record. And you know, it pretty much goes down, man. You know, it's a quick process.
Right. You know, it's like this album right here, man. I've seen it all, the autobiography. What sets this apart from the last album?
You know, the last album was, you know, this is pretty much my story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why I call it the autobiography. But at the same time, this album is real personal. It's for, you know, it's one of them things for me and my fans.
Right.
They've really been riding with me since the beginning. It's just like, this is our story, you know what I mean? This is what they saw me go through. And I think that's what makes it special, you know what I mean? And unique, because they actually saw a lot of these things that I'm talking about on this album and wondered how I would handle them or whatever. And it's just like, you know, when you sit back, you listen to the records, you know, you remember that time when I was going through that, and for me to be speaking on it, I think that's why they connecting with it, you know?
Right. So you've been in the news lately, of course, the arrest with them finding a gun on your tour bus and allegedly finding a gun on your tour bus and going to jail. And you waited to, you know, pay that $1 million because you wanted to make sure all your boys were out. Do you think that it's going to affect, like, your album sales, or do you think that even matters?
No, you know, like I said, you know, that's an ongoing investigation, so I definitely want to talk about that. But, you know, it wasn't my boys. It was my employees. You know what I'm saying? I'm a boss. Gotcha. So
there you right. go. You know,
these are my bus drivers and people that really work hard for me on this tour.
Right.
And they got caught up in the melee. And it's like, you know, as a boss, I wanted to sit there and say everybody could get out at the same time, because it was not just one $1 million bond, it was $6 million bond.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. We're talking to Young Jeezy. You know, Seen It All, the autobiography, man. It's his fifth album. And, you know, everybody says it's like fire, man. So I just want to give you love on that. You know, I don't know how much you can speak to this this case that's going on. They find an automatic high-powered rifle on your tour bus. Are they alleging that it was used in the shooting that happened backstage?
I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Russ. It's like, you know, like I said, I don't really want to get into it because I'm quite sure the investigation still going on.
Yeah.
But I assure you when it's all said and done that, you know, me and my people, we had nothing to do with anything and we shouldn't have been detained in the first place.
Mm. There you go.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Wow. You know, because, you know, like, I don't want you to say something that can wind up and they got to subpoena me for something you said on the radio. I've been down that road with a few other dudes.
One thing about it, it's going to be great press out there if you get involved.
That's what's up.
No kidding.
That's what's up.
And by the way, you know, you pick up Jeezy's album.
Right.
hey, yo, Jeezy, NFL season kicking off. Who's your squad?
Man, you know, I got to ride with the Falcons, man. Oh. You know, I got to ride with them.
They're going to win four games this year, Jeezy. Come on now.
I'm going to try to be in one of them.
I hear you. Hey, but look here, man. Let me see. What is your favorite cut off this album?
Oh, man. You know, it actually, is some of the cuts that's not even on the main album. Shady Life with Kelly Rowland. I love their record.
Mm.
And from the main record of records like Holy Ghost and records like Enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just, you know, different records for different reasons, man. You know, it's just like, you know, when you feel in a certain way, it's just, you know, those different records on there that kind of relate to your situation.
And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I misread something somewhere. I thought you and Rick Rosé, man, you guys just weren't all that cool, but he's on the album. I mean,
like I said, man, with the title Seen It All, you know, I'm grown. You know, I just came to the realization I'm adult, man. I got a son and I got other things going on in my life, and I don't want my son to come home asking me about, you know, some media made up beef.
Got it.
Like, nice.
When I saw Rick, you know, we just chopped it up as men, and it wasn't any instigators or any media involved. Yeah. And we had an understanding because we didn't have a misunderstanding in the first place.
At the end of the day, man, there's money at the end of the road, man. Y'all can go get it or you can sit up and fight about it.
Not even that, you know, more so than the money. Like, I even made it known when we spoke. I was like, you know, this ain't even a money situation. It's more about the coaching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's more about the people. It's just like, you know, we can make great music. That's we made great music before.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, just with the record like Beautiful and the records that we've done, you know, just since everything, I think they're great. You know, he doing what he do, I do what I do, and that's what makes us boss.
Young Jeezy, Seen It All, the autobiography, man. It's out on September 2nd. It was released on the 2nd. So y'all need to go and pick up two copies, man. One for your boat, one for your car. Yeah. Get another for your Bentleys.
One for your boo.
Your G5.
Yeah.
Get it all for everybody. Hey, Jeezy, it's always great talking with you, man, for real.
Already, man. I appreciate the love, baby. Seen It All in stores right now.
All right.
You gotta go get it, man. And you know, just on a good note, because I don't want to leave on a bad note. You know, just so you know, yesterday in Atlanta, I was able to get with my Street Dreams Foundation, and we gave $1 million away to Jay Morrison Academy.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic.
That's good luck.
For you know, underprivileged kids that really want to get into real estate and business.
Nice.
So that's just where my head at right now. You know,
I'm feeling that, Jeezy. I'm feeling you even more now, man. Y'all, I've always been a fan, man. But you know, giving back to the streets, man, that's a good look, man. And I know it's from your heart, brother. And I appreciate you taking the time with us this morning, man.
I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all be safe.
All right, take care now, Young Jeezy, y'all.